Many people warned me about marrying someone from another culture. They told me it can be very difficult. It is true that there are some extra problems that we have had to think about, but in many ways, we are more prepared for this than other people who have married someone from their own culture. This is because we expect to have differences. Then, when problems arise, we know how to deal with them.
Ruth Micho is British, but now lives in Albania. Her husband, Maki, is Albanian. They have been married for almost 3 years. Their marriage has brought the British and Albanian cultures together. Intercultural marriages like this are common all over the world. However, many people still think they are strange. In the past, some countries even had laws to stop people marrying someone from a different culture or race. Today's Spotlight looks at some different opinions about intercultural marriages.
For some people, the idea of marriages between different cultures or races is a difficult subject. But intercultural marriages are becoming more and more common. As people move around the world, they mix with people from many other cultures and countries. Some people think this has helped mixed marriages become more accepted. But other people think it has made what they see as a problem even bigger.
Some countries have a history of keeping different ethnic groups separate. These countries had laws to stop people of one race marrying someone from another. For example, this was true in South Africa from 1949 to 1985. During this time, it was against the law for white and black people to marry each other. Interracial marriages like this were also banned in the United States. But the United States finally changed this law in the 1960s.
Even in countries with no laws against mixed marriages, many people still thought that they were wrong. This can be seen in the story of a man called Seretse Khama.
The year was 1948, and Seretse Khama had just got married. But not everyone was happy to hear about it.
Seretse Khama had met his wife, Ruth Williams, in London. As a young man, he had moved to the United Kingdom to study. Seretse and Ruth got married after a year of knowing each other. But this angered people back in Seretse's own country.